Do not hit snooze. In this episode, we will explore sleep. We will see the importance of sleep, as well as what happens to your body when you get too much or too little sleep. Plus, we will provide some helpful tips to help you catch those Z's. That's all coming up on Well-Being Simplified. Wake me up before you go, go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Well-Being Simplified. My name is Maggie, and I'm your host for this podcast. I hope our intro today got you to wake up before you go-go with your everyday routine. And I want to ask you, what's your favorite part of the day? Is it waking up feeling ready to take on the day and be productive, or winding down and going to sleep at night? And this brings us to our topic for today's episode, sleep. According to the Mayo Clinic, adults are recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. However, in a study done by the University of Georgia, discovered that college students are sleeping less than recommended. Even more shocking, in a study done by the American Academy of Pediatrics, found that 73% of high school students do not get enough sleep. With these kinds of findings, we need to ask, how will sleeping less impact us? And on the contrast, how will too much sleep affect us? So, without further ado, let's get to it. Before we look at each scenario, we need to ask the question, why do we sleep? I'll tell you this, the answer is not simply because we're tired from our busy lives and we need to recharge. We need to go a little deeper than that. According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, sleep is needed and is essential to keep your mental and physical health in a good state. Starting with the brain, while you sleep, new pathways are formed, which will help you with learning and memory. It also may not come as a surprise, but sleep also affects your mood. You can tell the difference between someone who's well-rested and someone who did not get enough sleep. One of them is energetic, sociable, and focused on the task at hand, and the other person will zone out, doesn't want to talk to anyone, and you do not want to approach them. Taking a more physical approach, when you sleep, your body begins to repair itself. It will rebuild any muscle fibers that were torn or damaged while exercising, which only occurs when you sleep. Additionally, proper sleep is needed for our immune systems to stay healthy, although scientists are still conducting further studies to better understand this relationship. One thing that may surprise you is that by sleeping, you're also keeping your hormones balanced. One hormone in particular that has interested scientists is ghrelin, which is your hunger hormone, and you will see why in a little bit. So, what happens when our sleeping patterns have gone berserk? Let's see scenario one. You get too little to no sleep, otherwise known as being sleep deprived. Throughout the decades, several examples can be found on the effects of sleep deprivation. Let's go back in time to the year 1959, where Peter Tripp, a well-known radio host, became known for staying up 201 hours, which is the equivalent of 8 days, to help raise money for March of Dimes, a children's foundation, in an event he called Wake-a-thon. Worried for his health, doctors and psychologists stood nearby to see how the lack of sleep would affect the host. Now, as a radio host, he is normally very extroverted, but that was not at all the case. It was noted that after 3 days, he began cursing at the people around him. On day 5, he began to hallucinate. But here's the interesting bit. He began to hallucinate during intervals when we would enter rapid eye movement sleep, or REM sleep, which is when we start to dream. So basically, he was dreaming with his eyes open. This story does have a happy ending. He managed to successfully stay up for 8 days in a row, followed by 13 hours of uninterrupted sleep. However, his friends and family reported he still suffered from the effects of the experiment, as he lost his job and he got divorced. Now, could there be a more extreme case? Yes. Yes, there is. Check this out. The year is 1964. Randy Gardner, a high school student in San Diego, stayed up for 264 hours and 24 minutes, which is over 11 days. Now, why on earth would someone do that? According to an interview with BBC, Gardner and a partner from school had this idea for a science project to see what would happen if someone stayed up for days at a time. Now, this initially began as a simple high school project, but it caught the attention of sleep researchers at Stanford, and they flew to San Diego to observe the experiment for themselves. They noticed that not only there was a change in Gardner's behavior, like being a huge pain in the behind to someone, he also experienced hallucinations and also a decline in motor function. Amazingly, he was still able to play sports. He beat the researchers in a game of ping pong with a score of 10-0. Fun fact, Gardner has set the world record for longest time to stay awake, but please do not try this at home. So, in summary, sleep deprivation, not good. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, sleep deprivation can also lead to an increased risk for developing heart disease, high blood pressure, and higher levels of that hunger hormone ghrelin, and higher cravings for food and starch and sugar, which could lead to weight gain and other potential health problems. Now, let's take a look at scenario two. You get too much sleep. Yes, it's possible. You can sleep too much. Now, when we're talking about oversleeping, we refer to sleeping above 9 hours. I'll say this, once in a while, if you've had a really long night, then sleeping in a little may not hurt, so your body can properly rest. However, it can be a problem if it occurs consistently. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, if a person oversleeps consistently, it could be associated with a health or sleeping disorder, like hypersomnia, where you wake up often in the middle of the night, insomnia, where a person finds it difficult falling asleep and staying asleep, or depression. But please see a health or sleeping professional if you suspect you might have a sleeping disorder or have any concerns about your overall health due to sleep. Please do not self-diagnose. With all this information, what can you do to make sure you not only get an adequate amount of sleep, but good quality, gold standard, uninterrupted sleep? Healthline has provided a list of 17 helpful tips, but I chose three to share with you today. The first tip is stick to a routine. That means you go to sleep and wake up at the same time, even on the weekends. Your body has its own cycle called a circadian rhythm. It has its own routine. By having a routine down, your body learns when it's time to go to sleep and when it's time to get up. So that way, you avoid things like waking up tired the next day. But your habits will determine your body cycle. Which brings me to my next tip. Avoid exposure to something called blue light 2 hours prior to going to sleep. Translation, avoid electronics. Electronics like phones and computers emit blue light, which are more beneficial during the daytime to increase productivity and boost attention, according to Harvard School of Medicine. So when you're on your cell phones or computers, scrolling through social media, playing games, or reading fan fiction, you're essentially telling your brain it's daytime. So when it's time for you to go to sleep, it's a lot harder to fall asleep. If electronics are a no-no, what can you do? That leads me to tip number three, clear your mind. Read a book, take a warm bath, meditate, listen to some slow, relaxing music, anything that gets you to relax. Don't think about all the things you need to do tomorrow, or things you should have said in an argument you had 5 years ago, or any imaginary scenarios that are definitely not going to happen. If you're interested about learning the rest of the tips, I have provided the link in the description of this episode. And thank you for not snoozing in on this episode of Wellbeing Simplified. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at WellbeingSimplified2020 for updates on episodes, health and fitness tips, and some entertaining fitness and health humor for your pleasure. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday on Spotify and Anchor at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. See you next time.